East Hardwick farmer Rob McLeod has no more water. And like many farmers, he's heading into winter with limited feed. Reporter Erica Heilman talked with him about his current water deficit and his plans for the winter.
We were watering the cows. They were down below the house. And the water stopped running. So I was like, uh-oh. So I went down. I have a 300-gallon storage tank down in the cellar. And I went down there, and that was empty, and no water was flowing in. So I was like, I think my spring is dry. I hadn't checked it because I was like, well, I can't use any less water than I am. And knowing isn't going to do anything except like rev the anxiety through the roof. So I knew it was going to be low, and it just ran dry. There's still water in there, but there's not enough to flow.
Has this ever happened before?
No. I mean, I've talked to neighbors who have cultural memory going back 100 years or more, and this spring has never gone dry.
So what do you need water for here? What are all the things you need?
So I have American Milking Devon cows. I have a couple Jersey cows. So I have 29 cows right now at the moment, mostly beef, one dairy. We also have 8 pigs. That's about 200 gallons a day. Cooler days a little bit less, hotter days a little bit more. But, you know, and I consider myself lucky because that's a lot of water, but compared to some other farms, this is like a small amount. But it's still 200 gallons a day, 1,400 gallons a week, and I have no water. So Saturday when we found out was slightly terrifying. We had enough water for Sunday. That Sunday, the 21st of September, I went and bought 2 of the 275-gallon IBC totes. And then Monday, I called the town manager, David Upsom, said, hey, any chance the fire department can come up and bring some water? And he was like, they were there within a couple hours.
So what is the fate of the spring? How long will that take to replenish?
I don't see that coming back until the drought's over. Typically, when we have full amount of water, it's overflowing. And it's actually the source of some seasonal springs and streams. Last couple years, it never stopped flowing. We had a stream year-round. This year, it dried up early July. And I don't think my spring will be back till next spring. And what do I do when it's too cold to store water? That has been a source of a lot of poor sleep nights, shall we say.
So you're going to dig a well?
I'm going to drill a well. I called Menosh like right away the Monday. I realized I lost water. They just came out last Thursday and did a site inspection, like where can we put a well, where can we park our trucks. They said that they can probably be here in 2 to 3 weeks. And the estimate is $20,000, which was not in my budget. But I'm just so grateful that they can do whatever it is they're doing to get me water in about a month. Because otherwise, if I can't get a well drilled this fall, my options are find a place to board my animals or I have to sell them all. It would be impossible to truck water in the winter. I don't see how I could do it and keep it from freezing. You know, the experience of having no water when it's just a person is inconvenient and frustrating, but you can bring in enough to get by. But when you have a farm with no water, that becomes, you know, within 2 or 3 days, you're in crisis. Your animals are absolutely in crisis in 2 or 3 days with no water, and you've got no options. But it's also, you know, I usually graze until middle of November, December, and I'm done. I've got a couple more days of grazing, and then I have no grass because there's been basically no regrowth from August. And a lot of farms, especially farms that graze, are starting to dip into their winter feed much, much earlier. My feed budget is based on grazing until like November 15th. I'm going to be short of that by like 45 days.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.